continuing in Masechta Zvachim, in the 14th parak, from Mishnah Dalet, as we're now up to, until Mishnah Tes, it's a historical discussion of the use of what are called bamos. We've been learning the past couple of chapters that one is not allowed to perform any service outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Reality is that there were times in which one was allowed to even build their own altar, their own mizbeach, outside of the central area where the avodah took place, and there was nothing wrong with that. There were certain times certainly one is not allowed to. For example, from in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was built, certainly bamos, private altars, were not allowed. And now we're going to begin discussing when exactly before that it was allowed, but it wasn't. So the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Dal, the following. Ad shel hukam ha-mishkan, which means before the Mishkan, the tabernacle, was constructed in the wilderness, while the Bnei Israel had already left Mitzrayim. So up until that point, before that, hayu ha-bamos mutaros. Bnei Israel, anyone who wished to bring an offering, they could have built their own private altar and have done nothing wrong. As we find throughout the Torah, from Adam Arishon all the way until Moshe Rabbeinu, we find various karbanos and altars that are brought and built. And that clearly shows that bamos were permitted because there was no Mishkan, there was no other central location for it to be done. And during that time, v'avoda b'bechoros, in the situation where we had a community that wished to bring sacrifices, then we had the firstborn involved in that avoda. As the Pasuk says in Sefer Shmos, the Yishlach has Nari B'nei Israel, which is referring to the firstborns, the Yalu Olos V'Yizbechu Zvachim, that they brought these various offerings and elevation offerings. That's derived from that sentence that teaches us that the Bechorim, the firstborns, were the ones that initially were to do the Avoda. However, continues the Mishnah, Mishahukam HaMishkan, from the time in which, as we learn, the Mishkan was constructed, at that point, once the Bnei Israel had the central location to bring their karbanos, Neser HaBamos, no longer were they allowed to build any of these private altars and offer anything on them. They had to bring everything into the Mishkan. The Avoda B'Kohanim, and as we know explicitly in the Torah, it discusses that the Avoda shifted from the firstborns to the Kohanim, who now did the avoda in the base of in the Mishkan. Kadshi kadoshim nechol lifnim min hakalayim, and kadoshim kalim b'chol machne Israel. When it came to the kadshi kadoshim, which is the karbanos of the most holy karbanos, such as the chatos and the asham, the sin and the guilt offering, when it came to eating those offerings, it was min hakalayim. When it came to the Mishkan, it had to be within the very courtyard, the chatzar of the Ohel Moed of the Mishkan. When it came to the Kedushim Kalim, the karbanos in which were eaten, which were of less sanctity, b'chol machne Israel, anywhere where the Bnei Israel in the wilderness were encamped, there they were allowed to eat such offerings.